Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Question: is God a divine accommodation? Something or someone we have invented to make us feel good about ourselves, especially when we know we have done wrong? Can God be manipulated to get what you want? A kind of sugar daddy of the sky? One to whom you can turn when you need a good cry, or someone to tell us what you've done is really okay, you're not nearly as bad as some? Guy Duffield wrote, "To many, God is simply a divine accommodation. He exists just for them. He is the great Santa Claus of mankind. Many will only believe in him if he pleases them. The moment he asks them to do something contrary to their wishes, they part company with him." There seems to be on the part of many little sense of any personal responsibility to him, or realization that all men and women must give an account to him as the judge of all the earth. God, to many, is defined only in terms of what they choose to believe or disbelieve. This, of course, doesn't really change who God is. Much like those who belong to the Flat Earth Society, and believe it or not, there is yet a group today who still believe the world has four corners. What they believe doesn't change God, who really is. In reality, many today fashion their own gods intellectually. Please understand, they worship in established churches, buy family Bibles, and identify with the kingdom of God. But their God is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, nor is it the God of the martyrs of the early church, or the reformers who brought the family of God into confrontation with the righteousness of God. They fashion a new God with their minds, not their hearts, but in so doing they ignore the first and greatest of the commandments. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Is it possible, friend? You have formulated a cafeteria concept of God, taking qualities that you choose and rejecting those you disdain. If so, are you not just as guilty of fashioning your own God as those who brought down his wrath when Moses came down the mountain and discovered his people were worshiping a golden calf? Why are you afraid to embrace what the Bible says about God's being sovereign? Fear, right? You're afraid God may impose his will on you in such a way that it's distasteful. It's the age-old battle of who is in control. Whether or not you acknowledge it, there are very few factors that you really control. Obviously, you don't control your health. A heart attack, a stroke, an automobile accident, even a fall on a slippery pavement can radically change your future. The weather, the economy, the changes of government are all factors that you cannot control. What God wills is right. Not because he wills it. He wills it because it's right. He works all things after the counsel of his own will, said Paul. Furthermore, what God wills stems from his love nature. It's an extension of his loving hand in the world in which we live. Want to have your eyes opened? Look up the phrase, "O sovereign Lord," and notice the hundreds of times it appears. As Jesus put it, "You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.